pray that you were able to share the love of Jesus with someone this past week. Today, I want to confess to you that I've struggled with what we should talk about today. I've read through four or five different devotionals seeking a passage of scripture that might stand out to me that God wants our listeners to hear. I've looked at a couple of Bible studies for inspiration, but none of those drew me in. After much prayer, though, I've come to the conclusion that I have some spiritual warfare going on in my heart. Are you familiar with spiritual warfare? Spiritual warfare is real. The first thing I want to emphasize, it's very real. And spiritual warfare is the Christian concept of a persistent, invisible battle between good and evil. This is when Jesus' followers fight against demonic forces that influence our thoughts and our culture and our personal lives sometimes. But I want us to read in Ephesians 6, 10 through 20 today, and we're going to find out what Scripture says and how we can deal with spiritual warfare. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. This is how we overcome spiritual warfare. As Scripture says, it's not against flesh and blood. It's not against people, but rather against spiritual powers and influences in the heavenly realms. The enemy, which is Satan, seeks to get us off track. He seeks to discourage us, and he seeks to destroy us, often attacking our personal identities, our God-given purposes, and sometimes our relationships. As we just read in Ephesians, believers are instructed to put on the full armor of God: truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and the Word, so that we can stand firm against the enemy. I think maybe I was lacking in peace while trying to determine what to talk about today. We fight against three enemies, but I think they are all driven by one enemy. We fight the devil, we fight the world, and we fight our flesh. But I think the root of all three of those is Satan. I think he is the root of all of that. But as believers, as Jesus followers, we can fight from victory, not for victory, because the battle has already been won by Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And because Jesus has won the battle, we can replace negative, fearful, or false thoughts with the truth of Scripture. We can worship and praise Jesus as a weapon to disarm the enemy. And we can actively submit to God's will for us. That's a hard one. And we can apply the Word using Scripture to counteract lies and deception. Find Scripture that will back up the truth in what God wants us to hear and the way He wants us to live. I pray that this message helps you if you're struggling with something, a decision that needs to be made, an encouragement that needs to be shared with someone, a door that needs to be opened in a broken relationship, whatever it is that you're struggling with, that the enemy is blocking. I hope this message helps. But remember, spiritual warfare is real. But remember most of all that Jesus has already won the battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. Rest in Him today. God bless you, my friends. Have a great week.